News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Fine Gael councillor for Donegal, Jimmy Cavanagh, told Kieran Cuddihy on The Hard Shoulder why he's calling for Ireland's third patron saint, St. Columbkill, to get his own bank holiday at the beginning of July. Have a listen to this.
The European average is at the 12.8, so we have 10, so we're at the quite well below it, but most places have 11, so we are a day behind most countries in Europe, and some countries were 2 or 3 days behind. So I think that, you know, it has merit on that grounds as well. Although I suppose, you know, it maybe would be difficult for some employers and somewhere and so on, but I recognise that, but we are below the average, and a bank holiday can generate a lot of income as well for the country, so I think it is well merited.
And for more on this, I'm joined now by John Barry, who is the director of MSS, the HR people, and is on the National Council for ISMEI, the representative group for small and medium businesses. For more on this, good morning to you, John. Are you in favour of an extra bank holiday?
Good morning, Ciara. Wouldn't it be lovely? I think, in honesty, for small businesses, it's not a runner. And I'm very surprised that it's coming from Donegal, where I'm sure tourism is very important to them, because in the hospitality industry, they have to be open to the public holiday, which means that particular establishment is going to have to pay another 20% of their wages for that particular week for the privilege of an extra public holiday, because they have to pay double time when someone works on a public holiday or replace someone when they take a public holiday off. So my view is that, no, it doesn't make sense. And we've got to remember, we already have in total 6 weeks leave a year for a full-time person. So we actually have a lot of leave. And, you know, if you start comparing us with Europe, we don't compare with Europe when we talk about minimum wage, because we are, in fact, one of the highest payers of minimum wage in Europe. So,
okay,
you know, you can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose.
You're sort of picking and choosing there, because you're comparing it to annual leave. Bank holiday leave is a bit different, because I totally accept what you're saying, that people are paid more on a bank holiday. And what about hospitality? They're open. But on an average Monday in July, hospitality will do only a certain amount of trade. But on a bank holiday Monday in July, I have no doubt that the good hospitality sector of Donegal will be much busier than normal. So would that not offset those additional costs? I mean, I'm much more likely to go out on a bank holiday Monday and buy an ice cream or have a pint or go for dinner or those types of things than I would be on just a regular Monday. Is that not fair to say too?
Well, I think, you know, the question mark there is your net income going to increase by 20% for that particular day? I don't think so. And not everybody's going to benefit from that. And some employers are then losing another day of production. So it doesn't make sense necessarily that another day should be added to it. We have 10 public holidays, which is more than enough at the moment. I know this has come from the concept of St. Columbkill and giving him, recognizing him as a patron saint. And in fact, that anniversary is in June, and I think it was a very good, clever idea to suggest that the June bank holiday be changed to represent and to recognise him and use that as the St. Kong holiday, such as we did the Day of Remembrance for a COVID day, and we made it St. Bridget's Day. So just because you want to recognise him doesn't mean you have to add
John,
an extra day.
Couldn't that argument that you're using, oh, it costs money and it's this and it's, couldn't that be used against us having any bank holidays? But yet we know bank holidays, they add to people's quality of life. And I think it is quite likely, and I'm basing this on nothing but being out of a bank holiday, that premises and hospitality and pubs and restaurants and all definitely do more than 20% additional trade on those days than they would compared to a normal Monday.
They may, and some may not. But the point is that you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul there. No more than that. And there are a lot of places that will incur an additional cost with that additional production, because they won't be open on the public holiday, because they're in manufacturing or there's some form of business where it doesn't open on a public holiday. And they're going to carry that additional cost without any additional income coming into that cost.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they're carrying the additional cost, it means that people are working on that day. So it's either one or the other. They're not carrying an additional cost. And
well, they are, because they lose a day's working and they're paying that person for that day. So they're losing 20% of that working week, of that production week. So they're losing that for that day and they're paying for it.
Still, even despite what you're saying, even if the maths add up the way you're claiming that they do, it's still one day out of a year. So I mean, it's very unlikely to be the difference between a business, you know, there are lots of other things, lots of other costs to businesses at the moment, VAT and minimum wage changes and all of those that would be much more significant in terms of a cost burden than giving people one day off a year.
Well, I think it's significant that the government has already recognised, after a lot of talking by small businesses last year, not to increase the sick leave by 2 days because of the fact that they recognised that small businesses are struggling with all the cost increases they're experiencing at the moment. And the other legal cost increases will be coming down the line in due course as well. So I think, you know, we've got to recognise that it's not just one day in isolation. It's taken in conjunction with all the costs which employers have had to take on board, especially small employers, in the last 2 years, which have been huge.
All right.
And, you know, that's a difficulty. So it's not in isolation. It's in conjunction with everything else, which is why we're now starting to see some sense, for example, the delaying on the objective of bringing in the living wage. Again, recognition that small businesses can't take these costs.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is John Barry, their director of MSSHR. Love to know what people think. If you're a small business owner, is John right? I mean, I do think it's a bit different to things like sick pay because there's no win for you, whereas I think there is a win for the economy and for society with a bank holiday. But let us know. Do you want it? Do you not want it? I definitely want it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.